Rusty Quill presents.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Are you ready for another spooky tale from the beyond? Are you ready for another spooky tale from the beyond? No, just me.
Oh. Hey, Dee, where's Cole? He told me he wanted to show me how to record a submission.
He left about, like, 20 minutes ago.
Oh. Right, okay. Alright, well, I guess I'll just kind of be able
to... No. Nope. Wait, he told me to give you this.
What's this?
The submission he wants you to record today.
Record? You didn't say anything about actually submitting a recording today.
Well, he told me to give you that, and to tell you how to record a submission, so I think he wants to actually have you read it.
Well, did he say when he was going to be back, or anything?
No, not at all. He just muttered something about an errand he had to run before the store closed, or whatever, something like that. And he shoved these papers into my lap.
Oh. So I just record it, then?
Yep. See that button? The one with the big circle on it?
Oh yeah, the moon button.
The moon button?
Yeah, the one with the moon on it, you know, for nighttime listening, next to the arrow button. Don't know much about that one, but it looks like an arrowhead.
Mark, you're...
Joking, yes. Yes, I'm
Thank
joking.
God. Okay.
So that's it, then?
Basically, yeah. Here, I'll just run you through what he told me.
Alright. Wait, you've been recording this whole time?
I was practicing.
Practicing what?
Well, I figured if people are going to be hearing me, I should practice a little, you know, my narrator's voice.
Yeah, sounds awful, doesn't it?
Right? Sounds one way in your head when you're talking, and then it's, like, completely different when you hear it recorded and played back. Just,
Yeah. Do we need a fresh tape, then, or we good?
Nah, don't worry about it. Cole said we could just edit it out before he releases it, so I think we're fine, just... Hit the brick button and start it back up when you're ready.
Ha! See what you did there? Nice little callback.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clever myself.
Entry 004. Submitted, written on yellowed paper by a typewriter. Original exchange dated April 28, 2010. Author unknown. Do you believe in God? I never did. How could a bearded man create the world in 7 days and 7 nights, and why does he have such an itchy-looking beard if he could just blink it away? I once asked a friend how he knew God existed, and he just smiled, thinking it was his chance to convert me, and said because he has faith. I then asked him how he had faith in God, to which he replied, because I believe in his righteous and almighty love. So once again, I asked him, but how if you've never seen him? At this point, my friend was becoming annoyed with me and said, because I just know. I then began to smile as I asked him how he could have faith if he knew there was a God. He just looked at me blankly as if the thought had never crossed his mind, or he simply couldn't understand. So I continued, you can't have faith in something if you know it's true. I was so proud of myself. I thought I was so smart. I walked away proudly proclaiming that no person can be certain of anything, as there are no absolute truths, and a leap of faith requires the absence of proof and certain knowledge, implying that he had argued himself into a corner, when really, he was just trying to share with me what I'd asked for. Looking back, I wasn't being smart. I was only being arrogant and condescending. I've always thought of myself as a logical person. I prided myself on it, and of course, I couldn't know for sure what happened after death, but I was pretty convinced there was nothing. And then I died, in the most underwhelming way possible. I guess that's the thing, though, right? You never realize just how close you are at any given point of any given day to taking one wrong step, leaning too far the wrong way, and dying. During the commercial break, I rushed to the kitchen to grab a bag of crisps, and wouldn't you know it, I stepped right in that little bit of water I'd spilt, having completely forgotten about it, and my feet slid out from underneath me. I don't remember anything after that, but I was told that I hit the back of my head on the edge of the table. Luckily, the old lady living next to me, who had been given a key in case of emergencies by the previous tenant, found me on the floor, bleeding out, and called an ambulance. I died on the way to the hospital only for a minute before they resuscitate me, but that part I remember vividly. The being dead, I mean, not the resuscitation. I knew I was dead, but I wasn't afraid. I just accepted the fact coldly and felt no compassion for myself. It didn't make me happy or sad. I just knew I was no longer living. And I remember a light, like the one you see when you rub your eyes too hard, but it faded away as if it were rushing at 1,000 miles per hour in the opposite direction. I was under the impression I was supposed to go to the light, but that felt impossible. How could anyone go into the light when it moved so fast? But then, once again, I knew and felt no empathy or compassion for myself. I just knew the light wasn't meant for me. I don't know what I'd done in my life that had been so terrible, but then again, I just accepted the fact that I'd done nothing good with my life either, and probably never would. Knowing that didn't make me happy or sad either. I just accepted the fact. I had a sense of weightlessness. I called out a great big hello, shouting it loudly to see if anyone responded, but no sound came out of my mouth, and I could feel no breath leave my lungs. It felt like an awfully long time that I hung there, able to move, but frozen in place, completely weightless, with nothing to look at and no one to talk to, until I heard someone call out to me. "Hello," said a voice. "How are you liking it?" It was a polite voice. Like the voice of someone who knew how to deliver bad news gently. How am I liking what? I tried to reply, but I could make no sound. And without sound, almost as if he could read my mind, he replied, "Hell." Hearing that word made me feel a momentary shock. The first human emotion I felt in what seemed like an awfully long time. I know. The fire and brimstone, where is it? Trust me, I liked it much more before. That's when I began to choke, in the absence of air to breathe. As if the sensations of being human and having a body lagged behind my consciousness. It seems that, given time, loneliness is far more terrifying than pain. Physical pain you can get used to, but the longer you're lonely, the worse it gets. A little cruel, if you ask me, but despite our disagreements, I still have to take orders from the big man upstairs. Isn't that funny, eh? Just when you think you've... I woke to an EMT holding paddles in his hands, interrupting the voice, and my entire body felt like it was laid out on ice. I never believed in God, but knowing the devil does is proof enough for me. So, Dee, what do you think? As one who is as well practiced as you, how was my narrator voice?
You did great.
Naturally.
First take in everything. It's very impressive.
Well, if I'm being honest.
Go on.
I was sort of hoping that Cole was going to ask me to record a little.
Oh, you were you?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun, you know.
Well, would you look at that cool guy Mark, coming in hot, acting like he wasn't prepared, and there he was, ready to rock and roll.
Well, it wasn't quite like that. I mean...
Record? Who me? Little me? Well, if I must.
Okay, yeah, you caught me. Fine.
Yeah, red-handed.
Guilty as charged.
So, Mark, ready for the punishment for this capital crime? You gotta give it a listen.
Oh, no, I'm good.
No, we're gonna listen back together. And I'm gonna sit here and enjoy the physical pain I see in your eyes as you hear your voice on playback.
Tiny Terrors is an anthology horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license.
This episode was directed by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Mike LeBeau.
To find additional information or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website, www.tinyterrorspod.com.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tiny Terrors Pod.
Or join the Pulp Audio Discord by clicking the link in the description below.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple.
And finally, thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.